Okay, everybody, here we go. Another week in the Freak Show, and I mean Freak Show. Yes, it is Monday, December 11th, 2023. People, let's start off with this on my lovely pre-market report. I want to read a headline to you. This is right off of the front page of MarketWatch. Listen to this. So, American support for Ukraine is wavering. Notice that they leave out the word war. Okay, so American support for Ukraine, war, left out, is wavering, but providing aid creates U.S. jobs. I mean, so what is this relaying to us? So we should expand war, which they're going to do anyway. It's an insane situation. So let's see. Let's kill, I don't know, countless more people. And that's just going to create jobs because it's a beautiful thing to do. Yeah, imagine my shock, imagine your shock. Let me say this. The American people in aggregate, we don't want any of this stuff. Ukraine war, freaking Israel war, whatever. We don't want it. But it's being forced upon us and we are going to pay for it like you can't believe moving forward. That's going to be the biggest theme moving forward into 2024, in case you don't know. Unbelievable government spending off the Richter scale, more so than you government spending, by the way, you know, really the Federal Reserve. You know, this is going to kick up to, you have no idea what's coming. People have no idea at all what's coming. Expanding wars, more funding for wars. Israel is going to get a blank check. Anything they want, that's coming. Obviously, we're going to be funding more war in Ukraine and everywhere else as well, including this new revitalization act with regard to giving away free homes to people, moving step by step by step by step closer to a society which, again, wants to be taken care of from cradle to grave. They'll be living in a shotgun shack. They don't care. They'll give up all their freedoms and liberties to do it. And unfortunately, you and me are going to get caught in the crossfire here. I mean, it's insane. Think about it. So the government wants to provide free homes, as you know, for around 500,000 people, hundreds of billions of dollars. And how is it that they can get away with saying, hey, you know what? Well, where's the cash coming from? We don't have it. Obviously, it's going to be the Federal Reserve. And this is just one program. There's going to be a lot more social programs like this to bring us more towards a socialism, fascism, communism kind of a mechanism here. That's where we're going. I mean, there's just, and then, of course, this new system, this new tokenized digital system that's going to be implemented as they dismantle the current system as well. You're all well aware of this, everybody here. That's where we're going, period, the end. But do you find it interesting how they leave words out of headlines? American support for Ukraine, leave out the word war, is wavering. But it's providing aid, okay, but supporting the war, the way they word it, is creating U.S. jobs. Oh, yeah, let's just kill everyone, and that'll just continue to create jobs, make it up. Anyway, people, look, let's cover the market real quick, and I want to read something here for you, with you, so we can have a little fun. So anyway, as I am doing this video blog, trading didn't start for about, an hour and a half. So things could change from the time I am doing this. So right now, stock futures are under pressure, meaning the market's going to open slightly lower. This week is all about the freaking Federal Reserve. We're gonna hear from the Fed, or they're going to dictate to us monetary policy on Wednesday. We have to serve that master, quite obviously. They get to tell us how we get to live our lives. Do you find that interesting? A non-government entity here, private institution, gets to dictate your life to you, my life to me. They get to tell us what we have to do and what we have to deal with. Imagine that. Well, that's where we're at. It's 100% true. Anyway, so the market is going to be on edge until Wednesday, anticipating what the Fed's going to do. And then again, during the FOMC meeting afterwards, and you're going to hear from Powell Yellowstein puke, whatever comes out of his mouth, the market's going to hinge on every freaking syllable, every freaking breath. It's all scripted. Again, watch how it works. When the man starts to talk, he's always looking down. He's saying, okay, what does the script say? And then when he's asked a question from someone in the audience over there, usually someone from one of the mainstream propaganda ministries who are also told what to say, then he looks down at the answer. Okay, here's the answer for the question. He's always doing this. Or watch the eyes. 99% of it is scripted. And again, it's all a game. And nothing is what it seems to be, as always. So anyway, we'll see what they have in store for us come on Wednesday. As I said, they get to dictate our lives for us. Now, on the back of what's going on here, we watched a pretty significant move in the 10-year yield on Friday, a big sell-off in the debt market's not going to last. We watched the 10-year yield jump higher. It's at 4.27 as I am doing this video blog, up from about 4.1 overnight, pretty much. And that's going to reverse. There's no doubt about it. I sincerely believe we're going to see a sub 4% 10-year yield, a weaker dollar as well, on top of the monumental, and I cannot overstate this, the monumental government spending that's going to occur during 24, the presidential selection cycle here. It's going to prop up this stock market. We're going to hit new record highs, absolutely. And unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your perspective, there's going to be some pressure on commodities, I believe, at least at the beginning of the year, until the Fed lets us all know for sure what they're going to do. But you and I already know that. They will be cutting rates early in the year, March, probably. Because the economic news is going to continue to roll in and get worse and worse and worse. This is by design. You know this. Central banks are taking apart the system piece by piece. They already have the consumer by the throat. Small businesses are being erased. So it's time for them to start pumping the market yet again and pushing the wealth right up to the 1 and 2% as they always do. Cryptocurrencies are under pressure this morning. Bitcoin around 42,000. Gold and silver under a little pressure. Crude oil under a little pressure. Dollar is slightly higher. And I already told you about the 10-year yield, about 4.27. So what I want to do real quick, people, is I want to read something to you. And this is in your inbox. If you subscribe to my free newsletter, it's 100% free. I do not share your information. Link in the description of this video. This is in your inbox and I want you to have it. I want you to read it. I want you to share it. I want to read this to you and I'm going to ad-lib through this as I usually do. So the title of this is Economic Free Fall Will Push Stocks to New Record Highs by me. People, currently every single forward-looking economic indicator is pointing towards dramatically worsening economic conditions moving forward. And you know that's true. We've covered it a million times. And this is good news. This is good news for the stock market. While it may seem or even sound counterintuitive, in today's environment, the faster the economy craters, the higher the stock market will go. That, my friends, is a fact. There's no correlation whatsoever between the economy and the stock market. As an example, when the economy was shut down during COVID, the stock market went higher. Most people sincerely believed that if they shut down the economy, the stock market would crash. I am on record telling people to get long the stock market or buy it during COVID because I believed that the market would go higher and higher. It did go. I got bombarded, smashed, and criticized from every possible angle when I said that. When I came out and said, people, get long the market, buy it now because it's going higher, people said, Greg, you're leading people to the slaughter. How can the market go higher if they shut down the economy? Because what did they do? They pumped it more with more of easy money. And that's exactly what they're going to do moving forward. Anyway, ever since the stock market crash / financial crisis of 2008, central banks, none more so than the Fed, have pumped the financial system with trillions and trillions of dollars of easy money. And this, in turn, has inflated the largest, most dangerous financial bubble of all time. A debt market hyperbubble. You are well versed about this. This mechanism has also in turn inflated the most massive stock market and real estate bubbles ever to be seen in history. People, nothing has ever come close to this before. The same mechanism, okay, and this is obviously by design, has also set the stage for this worldwide financial inflationary condition, which we currently have. And it's about to get a lot worse moving forward. And there's just no doubt about it. Because again, government spending is going to go off the Richter scale. And they're going to add that to GDP. And they're going to tell you how strong the economy is. But all we're doing is funding wars, housing projects, giving away free homes, and whatever else they got to do to everybody. Anyway, the world economy is currently under direct attack by central banks, along with the entire middle class as a whole, and you've known this for 10 years because I've been telling you that. Central banks who are collectively working together to dismantle the current system while at the same time pushing wealth straight up to the 1 and 2%ers. Again, trickle down is a lie. There's no such thing as trickle down. It always goes up. Wealth. Central banks via the mainstream media have successfully sold another super lie to the people of the world via the mainstream media outlets. And that lie has been how central banks are fighting inflation by raising rates. It's a joke. And the joke is on us. In reality, all central banks are doing slash have done is very successfully cut off the availability of credit to small businesses. And as a result, we are seeing small businesses shutter at their fastest pace since the financial crisis, or COVID, also known as the scamdemic. What is being set up right now by central banks, and this is going to be the theme, people, pay attention to this part, moving forward into 2024, is providing much more easy money for the stock market by vastly, vastly increasing its purchases of assets and debt. Expect to see bond yields fall and the dollar to weaken. Also, expect inflation to go higher as any and every mechanism that you can dream about and things you can't even imagine are utilized to pull cash into the now from the future. Expect to see so-called government spending to absolutely skyrocket in 2024. You see where I'm going with this, right? Almost done. All this is highly stock market positive, and it also creates an opportunity for people like you and I to acquire suppressed assets like commodities at massively discounted prices. People, this is important stuff. I want you to have this. I want you to read it. I want you to ponder it, and I want you to share it. All right? So as I said, if you do subscribe to my newsletter, it's in your inbox right now. People, I got your back. I'll never let you down, and you know that, and I know you got my back as well. Please comment on these things, people. Let me know what you think. We got this. As I always tell you, they can do whatever they want to us. We will counter-strategize against it because we're way smarter than they are. All right? I love you a lot from the heart. Please share the video. As I said, comment. Get it out there. Those thumbs up are extremely valuable. Please give the video a thumbs up if you got something out of it. I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Time for my live stream. I am looking forward to that. It's my favorite part of the day. It's really the truth. All right? See you later.